days I ain't sleeping off the dock. Don't slip up when I'm on the edge, just proceed with caution. Street extortion, we pulling up if we don't receive a portion. Put choppers to the side of your face, like you was Stephen Hawkins. We see it often when the streets is talking. Mama crying, had to put her son down. He suffered from heat exhaustion. Body dismembered, he don't need a coffin. Got trouble for that paper he had before he can read his fortune. I know them tales about winning cases and cold prices. Death row life is admitted rapist and throat slices. Your life is known as a fairy tale to most writers. We share no likeness of crime paced and a flow's priceless. I've said my piece on every known crisis. And beheaded rappers talking about jury. They know how cold ice is, no diapers. Shitting on niggas I know that won't like this. No itis, but you full of shit for thinking you so righteous. I know them streets be understanding ran. I sold my dope gram to gram until I graduated from doing hand to hand. No DMs on the gram, we had to speak man to man. HK sitting on something that looked like a camera stand. From the hills of Russia to dark caves in Afghanistan. You'll never overthink it as long as you understand the plan. Damn, success I never could wait for. That's strictly for the weak. When I see my prey, then I pray on it.
Light up the pressure, my eyes get more red. I watch the projects get sadder for block than they did cornbread. Couldn't tie the do-rag too tight, lines on my forehead. Boss head, starting to drop bodies, sandwiches all fed. Niggas that was starving, you got on blue or do all red. They call feds, whether it's Timberland boots or Cortez. Older nigga used to wear jewelry shades with a bald head. He the one that name would come up whenever they took bread. Clinton spark tape, instrumental, I'm writing hard lines. Getting advice from niggas that's getting drunk at the bar, yeah. A lot of cash, him and the Frenchie, they left the dog dead. I don't know the facts, that's what niggas up by the park said. Money conversations, I feel the rush when you talk bread. Popeyes for dinner, two biscuits and give me dog legs. Fuck your opinion, I can only hear what God said. Swiss cheese and leave the interior of that car red. Plug came from Ecuador, met that nigga on Audubon. Run 73rd with a couple bricks and a Honda dog. Making magic, talk to a fiend, cause trying to break a habit. Took up a steak and salad, Midtown by Jacob Javits. Don't never underestimate the turtle race the rabbit. Already know these niggas mad, let's see who we can make the maddest. Oh, Nike shocks, I play the locks when they rock Jacob Carrison. I just got up with new Sims and I relate to Faris. Harlem, far from average, my establishment is golden. Till a casket full, I'm chosen. Flicking ashes, pouring roses, know I'm rolling. Daughter on the way, I think of Kobe. I wanted Angelina Jolie. You took a pic, don't mean you know me, nigga.
Introverted. You can hear a pin drop vividly when they sent the verdict. Watching big bro scrub his legs with bleach and some dish detergent. Saying rain, you can hear the kindest words from the slickest servants. Now every every so-and-so got some bricks to purchase. We all bosses, we're the freaking workers, stick to verses. I ain't felt your presence, but you can feel mine when I enter the room. Cause either you heaven sent or get sent to heaven.
I just pray I get to see the day my bed is great. Jerry Krabs could never change the way that Michael Jordan played. Tire lace, some niggas played the porch, I played the crate. I watch smokers touch the sky, they bang God before mace. Look, catechism is a jab, shahada as I got older. The chip in my tooth can't compare to the shit on my shoulder. Pictures are over, inspired me while sipping the soda. My family was never far, but shit, that pistol was closer. Look, Keenan got my aunt, the Allisons got my grandma. Pops a diabetic, Barbados trip for the 10-9. I cooked the onion before I got booked in public. Back to back with Fab, now bitches in Brooklyn love it. Look, rough rider volume one, I'm knocking drag puffin'. Bag touchin', it's a cash subject. We don't ask nothing, where that paper at? Make that bed up, how niggas lay you flat. Too young to shave his face, it's funny how he shaving crack. Paper plates at the barbecue playing your favorite tracks. She don't freestyle, so I don't know why aunts are chasing smack. Gemstar my favorite, nigga I'm bringing razors back in Arkansas with it. Calipari with the razorbacks, thirst to let his pistol, doing filthy so he can't relax. Karma don't move fast enough, this life he wasn't made for that. Scared to leave the park when it's storming, to hit the story. Stop drinking champ, you're not gonna get to talk with Nori. About the new dog food, niggas out here feeling, take a nap and feel famous. I got niggas out here dreaming, what's the reason? Look, Ransom and Pablo, I'm like a fossil rolling Fondo. Tough till he shot screaming Muhando, Dato.
When these lyrics bleed, it's uncontrollable, my spirit leaves. I hear the trees behind me, on the margins is where you find me. Overgoing procedures, to be the people's chant, son of Deidre. But will the bloodline ever be free of mental bondage? Appropriation disguised as homage, I got it. Acknowledge the optics of erotic, exotic, generational hatred so episodic. Not to mention the dementia that tugs at my nana's conscience, but I still follow the doctrine cause of these melodic ways to pray from days I was unresponsive.
Talking about unresponsive, man. Exotic prayer rugs, man. So I like that. I like that for, you know what I mean? I like that for a song title, you know?
Yeah, exotic prayer rugs.
You know what I'm saying?
It's hard. I'm going to go through the last tracks.
Go through it.
Tears from a Third Eye.
Yeah.
On Ransom. Santoro Live. Santoro, so those two tracks off that project, Cabrini Green.
Cabrini Green.
It's 2025.
That's right.
And then we got The Mosque and Exotic Prayer Rugs, mm-hmm. both off of The Final Call, man.
Yeah.
I love those. I love that whole projects. They do a lot of no drums.
Yeah.
Like The Mosque one, the drums are filtered out.
No drums.
Last one, the drums, it's hard.
It's heavy, man.
Ransom
heavy,
went crazy on The Mosque.
The Mosque, he went hella crazy.
He went crazy,
bro,
on The Mosque.
Hella crazy.
I see you, Ransom. Shit is...
this shit is heavy.
Straight up, man.
Yo, man. Boom Bap Syndicate. Hey, yo, look. Listen, people. We just gotta let you know, man, that, like, we appreciate you. For everybody who's been tapping in with us since the jump, man, since the inception of the Boom Bap Syndicate, we want to say we appreciate you. We're going to have some Boom Bap Syndicate merchandise coming out. And so you could definitely hit us up at boombapsyndicate1@gmail.com. Or, you know, hit us up on the IG, man.
Yeah, hit us up on IG, at Boom Bap Syndicate.
And if you a dope MC, you know what I mean, and you represent Boom Bap, you want to get an interview in, yo, man, email us, you know what I mean?
Send us a message.
Send us a message. And yo, tell your peoples about this, man, because we here every Saturday.
Straight up, man.
You know what I mean?
Straight up. Shout out to all 68 of our followers so far, baby.
You know what I mean? We got 68 followers.
Each and one of y'all, man.
Yeah, man.
It's going to keep going up. We know, even when those numbers change, we appreciate y'all the most because y'all here right now.
Straight up, though. You know what I mean? And look, every thousand steps started with the first one.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So
let's get it, man.
Let's keep it going, man. What else we got
to this interview. I really like this interview, man. With Rob Markman and Ransom. And but before that, I want to go quick into a climate check. Vance City. We don't do Vance City, man. Only one thing on the menu today, man.
What do we
man?
Got for these guys?
We got Kingdom. Hard Body Dreams.
Uh-oh.
Brand new music video.
Ah!
Hits the web.
keep it thorough.
Yo, y'all don't understand. This one is the first step into changing the matrix.
Oh my goodness.
Because y'all see our face. Y'all see us spitting crazy. Yeah. Y'all see what we're about.
Yeah.
You know, representing the locations that we come from.
Yeah.
The kids in our communities.
You know what I mean?
The what we do.
You know what I mean? And we're gonna come and look, man, we gotta look, man, I already say, yo, man, Victory State of Mind is next. And that's for the city for real. You know what I'm saying? Victory State of Mind, man. You know what I mean?
Yo, Boom Bap Syndicate, man.
Yo, man.
Y'all
listen,
heard it here
listen,
first.
Bro. I'm gonna get that shit mastered tomorrow. Y'all guys are gonna you're gonna get a little taste. Cause we're not fucking around no more, eh? The Wild Wild West, man. We came to clean up the town, nigga. You know what I mean? Tell your master to come outside and deal with me.
Straight the fuck up,
and
man.
And that's it, boy.
So y'all go hit that up. Keep it thorough.
Keep it thorough,
official
baby.
Music video
out
on
right
YouTube.
Now.
Yes, sir, man.
Yo, man, you can do everything yourself, man. Peace.
Peace.
Then the very next posters be in Cancun.
Right.
It's like, what the fuck, man?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or posting something in the hospital with their grandmother.
Right.
And then the very next post to be laughing at some Drewski or some shit, which is, you know, not the name drop.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. But you know what I mean, right? It's just, it's like these emotions. I don't think that people were meant to go through these emotions so quickly.
Right.
And you just do this and then you're happy, sad, there, here. It's just all over with emotion, you know? And I don't even think people feel emotion anymore because it happens so quickly.
Yeah, yeah. I think about that a lot with social media and what we can. So I don't also think we're supposed to be open to this many people's thoughts and opinions. Like,
I don't. I have a saying too. When people volunteer information, you always gotta look at that a little funny. When I just mean volunteer, just come out, hey man, and just I'm at the dentist. Like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, what is it? There's always a hidden agenda behind when someone makes a statement. Right. It's always an agenda.
Right.
And people lie about that agenda most times. Me, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me talking, it's about I'm trying to sell you something. It's an album. Mm-hmm. It's I'm trying to bring the attention towards something. I'm not going to hide that fact.
But you've always been like, or and I don't want to paint it like we've been like locked in every step of the way for years, but the times that I've spoken with you, encountered with you, I feel like you've always been like that.
You probably have a bit of a stray shooter. That's not welcome. That's not welcome. And then, you know, that's kind of the reason why I kind of still stay away from interviews because they always like, oh, you, any questions you don't want to? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I ask any, like, we're here for interviewing. We're here for people to get to know. I'm not going to omit a question or anything like that.
Right.
I'm a straight shooter. I say what I feel, and a lot of the times that's not gonna go over well with people.
Right.
And I don't care.
Right.
I don't care.
On prime example, you give us these bars. I thought I'm just gonna throughout the interview a couple bars that stood out for me or were thought provoking for me. But I don't quit when fatigue hits, but I'm tired of rappers who's trying to make you believe all this blatantly make-believe shit.
Yeah.
I feel like this has always been a problem in hip-hop.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's more prevalent now than it was then? Or what's your thoughts? What kind of inspired that line?
For sure. I don't know, but, you know, I don't think social media helps these things. I always find it interesting, right? When an artist used to take you on a journey, you know. Now, straight out the bat, brand new artist, he's in a Maybach, he's in a Rolls Royce, straight off the bat, chains, shades, superstar. How did it happen?
Yeah,
right. So you know, before even with a you take a new artist like Chief Keef, like the first time you see Chief Keef, he's gritty. He's in his just gritty environment. It's real. And you see the evolution, right? There's no more evolution. It's like just straight out the bat.
You got to come out. You know, you mentioned Chief Keef, and I think that's a great example. Nas is always my example, and I think about that a lot. Like Illmatic was army jackets,
totally, right? Right.
Like, and Tim's, and right. It was attainable stuff. The right. chain was real modest.
Right.
It was written, then it was a money exchange.
Right.
It, you know, it probably broke. Wasn't into the third album until we got the big QB chain.
You've seen it. So fans got invested in it.
Yeah.
And that's not the case anymore. Yeah. Now it's like, and that's what everything is like, okay, I was on the streets, but no, I was the plug.
Right
off the bat. Like, you don't got no stories about when you was nickel and diamond.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't washing dishes.
Right. Like, what's up, Tony? No, like, straight off the, like, even Tony was washing dishes.
Right.
Like, you straight out the bat, this is you. So that's what I meant. Like, come on, man. Like, let's, with the hip hop has always been the Tony Montana, the rise.
Right.
You know, from nothing to something. That's what hip hop has always been. Nothing to something. Now it's just something.
So we're missing that. You know, I saw somebody, it was funny, I saw somebody actually tweet today making fun, but they got it, but they were like making an observation like, yo, fuck it. Raekwon was talking about rolling in MPVs, like if that was the shit, and Pathfinders, but that was the shit.
It was the shit.
That was the thing until, you know, you got bigger and you was able to level up.
It was relatable, too. We all seen it. We all had, you know, either you rode in the MPV, it related to you. You got invested in that artist and you went on the journey with the artist. That's no longer a thing anymore.
That's dope. And I just, again, bar work, because that was a poignant thought, you know what I'm saying? But also, I don't quit when fatigue's hit. When fatigue hits, but I'm tired. But I don't quit when fatigue hits, but I'm tired.
Right.
Like, it's those little connections that, man, that's excellent, bro.
Yeah. I'm tired, but I'm going to keep, we fighting a war here. We're going to keep going.
From the outside looking in and you know, I was saying it looks really successful. I get really happy when I see you on your element. A few times you're on social media, there's blue water, there's sunny skies behind you. And you kind of remind me, I don't know if you see it like this. To me, you're Carlito from Carlito's
Way. Yes, sir.
But you caught the train.
Yeah, I caught the train, man.
You made it to paradise.
I caught the train, man. And sometimes it's crazy you bring up that whole idea of Carlito's Way. Sometimes I always feel like that train scene is going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, not.
It's hard, though. It's hard to not feel
right,
like
not
that.
To shake
because
it.
It's like, okay. This I know good great things doesn't laugh right, but it's like, come on, where's the train? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
call it
right.
At some point. Right. What was homeboy's name?
Benny John Blanco.
At some point, Benny's coming. Right. Benny Blanco's coming. At some point,
you got that because I hear a song like "Good Mornings," and the scene that you set. And again, as a fan of somebody who's watched your journey, it makes me smile like Strongest King Solomon slash my face with the rose hip oils for the antioxidants. First of all, I gotta step my skin regime up, right? My regimen. Carrot seed for the collagen. I take a deep breath, inhale some oxygen, thinking life is great as I stretch my legs
on
my ottoman. Like, these are rhymes that I could see.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy that, first of all, I hope this is a morning routine. I hope
absolutely.
It makes me happy that you have this in your life, brother.
No, I'm in a great place, Rob. I'm in a great place, man. Life is beautiful right now. Even the ebbs and flows and the ups and downs, I appreciate all of it.
Yeah,
I say all the time on social media, I'm like, man, you know, fans like, man, you take all this shit, you know, gracefully. I'm like, you know, I love life.
Yeah.
The ups and the downs.
Yeah.
All of it. You don't just get to love the great parts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta love every part of it. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
Well, that brings me to my next question, because in the same song you do it, because I think it makes it so vindicating, or even again as a fan, makes us want to cheer for you because we know what you've been through. So in the same song, you says, I could have called the quits in that orphanage, bars I spit for the fortuneless, ravenous and torturous, passionate extortionist. If you know ransom, you know foster care, right?
Yeah.
You know the prison bit.
Yeah.
We know what you've been through. So when you tell us these stories, I think it means more.
Hell yeah.
When did you realize, and your story gives hope, I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I hope you realize that.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for.
When did you realize that your story gives hope to your fans? What's the type of feedback you get from
recently? Recently, I would maybe on this second, not this ain't even a second run. This might be a third trimester in my career. So I was going to say second run. Might be third, fourth. So yeah, this time I'm like, I gotta be more. You know, I started to look at my message and question it. Mm. Am I doing the right things, man? Am I living the right way? And then it starts small where you're changing lyrics and you're being more conscious about the lyrics. Like, I shouldn't say that. I could say it, but I'm not going to say it. And see, that's an easy way. That's low-hanging fruit. I'll take that out and I'll put something more meaningful. So it starts there. And then it kind of morphs into, well, you know what? I need to change me too for it to be that impactful. You know, at the time I'm talking about 2019, 2020, I'm coming back. I'm feeling good. I'm battling my demons at the same time. So I was like, you know what? I have to fight these demons first while I'm doing this so people can, so they can feel the message.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people get messages from people that don't deserve to deliver those messages, or they don't feel like that messenger should be delivering that message. And me, I had to be the complete messenger.
Mm.
You know, and that means, you know, I stopped drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no smoking, no drugs, no nothing.
Yeah.
You know, took better care of my health and everything. So you can't poke holes. You can.
Because you're human.
Yeah, because I'm human, but the less holes, the better.
Right.
You could get the message a little bit. The less holes, the better. So I had to clean my act up, and I wanted to, so I could deliver the right messages, and the holes could be minimized, that you could poke holes in it. Well, dude, you do this, or you out here with this, and you doing this, or you do it. No, just listen to the message. I live the message.
Yeah.
I live it. So you can't poke that many holes in it, because I am what I'm saying.
Yeah, living your raps.
I have to. and that's how I feel like I can make a change. Mm-hmm. People could be like, yo, that dude, he doing it. He did it. He came from nothing, man. This dude been through a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. A lot of shit. And he's here now, you know, in this space. Not just a good rapper, a great rapper.
Great rapper.
Great.
I'm glad you corrected that. Man. I was going to correct it for you, but I'm
slipping. I'm slipping. Nah, not just a great rapper, but a great man, great husband, right. Great father, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, and again, just that message of hope. And we're going to get to, because you said messenger, and we're going to get to that later, because that's a prevalent theme throughout the album. Yeah. But just the relatability, hearing your mom mm-hmm. speak on Crystal Clear
mm-hmm.
also brought a smile to my face, because Reinvention is a song, and I hit you up about Reinvention, yep. where you talked about your mom's battle with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And not just that, how it makes you feel. How sometimes it could be frustrating if she doesn't remember who you are, if it gets a birthday or and then the guilt that you feel for getting upset. And I remember reaching out to you because my wife, both of her parents suffered, and I watched her go through that twice. And man, hip hop is my life. I love hip hop. I never heard that in a hip hop song. I never heard a MC speak on that in the way that you did, and it felt like things that I've saw and I felt and I've seen my wife go through. And of course, those are my in-laws. Also, you know, that was my mom and that was my dad too. We grew up together.
For sure.
It was just amazing. And one, man, shout out and God bless your mom. What made you want to include her on this album and include that skit?
Crazy, man. This album, man, it's going to sound cliche, but it's not cliche, man. I just let the Holy Spirit guide me, man. It just, the choices I made on the album was like it wasn't even me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't question it. It was like, I don't even know why I recorded that specific conversation with my mom. That was from a year back, years back, you know? So I don't even know, and I was going through my voice notes, and it was it just happened, bro. Mm. And I didn't question it. Like, I just was like, yo, just this album was the first album where I was like, I'm not questioning anything. So if you hear something, like there's a guy talking on the end of your I don't even know how that happened, man. Mm. I don't know how a lot of these things happened on the album. I just didn't question it. The B selection, take that kick out, re-record this, rewrite this, do this, this, that, that. I didn't question it. If I let my body just be a vessel, and it just happened. So that conversation was, I don't even, like I said, I don't even know why I press record. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I chose that part of the conversation.
She was dropping, yeah. She was spitting bars.
She always do, even, you know, in her, you know, she was a little lucid at the moment, but when she has these lucid moments, you can get that type of verbiage out of her in those moments. And I just picked the right time. And like I said, I don't know why I chose that. Mm-hmm. It just happened, man. And I didn't question it. I just did it.
How are you personally doing with that? I know also, you know, something in society, and again, I spoke to Rhapsody about her album. She has a song about it too, and I'm glad it's becoming more normal.
Peace.
Yes, sir, man. I like Rob Markman, man. Because what we were saying earlier, right? Just like you telling Conway, and you said after that, like, yo, we don't have to rap on certain things. You don't have to speak on certain things if your skill level is high.
Yeah.
And even when you ask the kids, they were talking about Lil Durk. Like, it also starts with these people in media, like Rob Markman, or, you know, someone like a Charlemagne, Funk, Ebro, Sway, you know, these big boy, these people and others who write certain magazines and feature certain people, they kind of choose who to speak on and tell their story of. And like, when you bring someone up, all you ask about is their money and their legal problems and their, you know, their toxic lifestyle. That's all you ask him about, how many bodies they got. Like, the DJ Vlad shit is terrible.
That's because Vlad's a fucking snitch.
Yes.
He gotta be a rat.
Fuck.
I just said it. You know what I mean? He gotta be a fed for real.
Is that, you know what I mean? And so that, you highlight that part of that person. And it's like, yo.
Yeah, why you highlighting that? You see when he interviewed old boy there from Nine Trey, I don't remember the goon's name, but he's asking these questions, and bro's just like, you know, he's just curving every question, right? Because it's like, what are you trying to do?
Mm-hmm.
You really, you know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, God, I don't know what's worse, man. It's like knowing that there's a rat. Knowing that there's a rat right in front of you, and you, no, I don't want to, so I'm going to retract the statement. What's shitty is knowing that that motherfucker's a rat right in front of you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it because he's protected by the feds.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's ill.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the man's trying, you know? And so when you get to that certain level, it's like Ransom said, right? He said, yeah, man, I could do that. But it's like, nah, I gotta embody the change.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta embody the change, and I have to, you know, express this in a way that's more intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In a way that's more intelligent. And then he eventually went on to change himself. Because if the root is what it is, the fruit's still gonna have some of that in it, one way or another. Man.
And that goes with the change in, that's really what it is dealing with the root, the root of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't deal with the root of the tree, no matter how the branches, like the branches go, they might come out a little bit looking nice, but are they gonna withstand?
I don't know about that.
You know what I mean? Are the leaves gonna blossom beautifully? Yo, gee, that's the thing, man. It's like I said, right? You know, you can't put a Band-Aid on a goddamn gunshot. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
You gotta get surgery, kid.
Straight up.
You gotta get surgery.
Straight up.
That's what we're dealing with. It all goes back to dealing with what's going on inside. Even when he said in the previous, I was like, oh, I wanted money, I wanted fame, I wanted all of that, right? And then he realized, it's like, damn. You know, am I willing to do what some of these brothers and sisters do to get that? You know what I mean?